Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And again, just so glad to have you joining us today, whenever you're listening to this, but likely over the weekend here. And we are right in the midst of my favorite series all year now playing, where we look at some of the most I would say like top grossing or significant films or, kind of films from the last year that we want to see, man, what are kind of themes and stories that show up in here that really point us back to the greatest story, the gospel. And this past week, we looked at How to Train Your Dragon. It's a live action remake of the animated film, and our kids have loved the How to Train Your Dragon series. And I found myself really resonating with Hiccup, the main character in the film, because Hiccup, really what he wants more than anything is to fit in. I don't know if you've ever related to that. Hiccup really wants to belong. He wants to feel connected and a part of a community and a part of a people. And underneath it all, he really wants his father's approval. His father's king and kind of the leader of their tribe is Vikings. And so everyone kind of looks up to him. And Hiccup is not like his dad. Very opposites. I don't know about you when it comes to your parents. Perhaps you're like them. Perhaps you're very polar opposite around that. This past Sunday, I really wanted to kind of look at this from the standpoint of, man, how does the Bible really speak to this idea of wanting others to like you? Really, it's kind of known as people pleasing. The Bible often can call it fear of man. Is kind of really what it shows up in Proverbs. So I taught from a couple different places because I felt like, man, there were a couple different elements to this that I think would really resonate. I kind of opened up talking about really this question that I think a lot of us wrestle with is whose opinion matters the most to you right now? Right? As you think about you in your life, whose opinion matters the most to you right now? And for Hiccup in the film, gosh, his opinion of his father was huge, right? What his dad thought of him. But then it wasn't just his dad. It could be, right, the village people, right? He says this phrase that, gosh, it just resonated with me through the film. The guy was trying to tell him, stop trying so hard to be something you're not, because others kind of recognize you are not a dragon killer. And Hiccup just said, I just want to be like you guys. And your heart just falls, right? Because, he just wants to fit in. He just wants to be like everyone else. And I talked about how there's this allure of approval. Proverbs 29:25, right? The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. It's this reality that approval, it looks like a treat. Just think of any trap. That's what a snare is. It's kind of a trap that hunters would use. And think of this snare. It's like they put something inside of it that you think, oh, I want that, whatever you're hunting is. And for us, it's this approval. Gosh, I just want others to like me. And as soon as we run after that and have that, oh, wham, what you thought was a treat actually became a trap. It actually enslaves you. And that's really where Hiccup began to be controlled by others' opinions and thoughts around them. And it's not just that there's a lure, but what begins to happen is we start to even pursue it. That's where I talked about this pursuit of praise. It's really, Paul talks about this in Galatians. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. You see, really what Paul was talking about there when it comes to people pleasing, fear of man, is that praise isn't just something that people want. It's something that they pursue. That we can find ourselves seeking after the things and the people that we think are going to praise us. But one of the things I wanted to kind of help people to see is in the end, peace always beats praise. Peace always beats praise. That what you'll find is as you are pursuing praise, what you'll find is that approval only comes, right? As long as you keep performing. And the problem with that is there's no peace in the praise cycle. Because you have to keep up with other people's expectations and opinions of you. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting to be in that space. You can't pursue praise and also serve Christ at the same time. And that's where I kind of landed on Sunday, was talking about the freedom that comes from faith. That Paul says in Titus chapter 3, but when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. And really, it was this beautiful reality that you and I, that because of Jesus, we can stop living for approval, for others' approval, trying to live for God's approval, and we can actually start living from it, right? That we can start living from God's approval, that we cannot earn it, but we can experience it and receive it by faith in Jesus, that there is freedom that comes from that. And really, when you realize that there's this freedom that comes from receiving God's approval through his perfect son, Jesus, is you live differently. And you no longer care as much what others think about you, because when you look up, you see what God thinks of you, and his opinion matters most. And so I just want to take a moment and let us pray, because I don't know with you how you resonate with any of that. If you find yourself pursuing praise right now from your spouse, from people at work, from neighbors, from, friends, whatever that may be, what is the allure that maybe you're seeking after, that if you could just have someone or this group or this person think highly of you, that maybe what you're actually looking for is, rather than praise, you're looking for peace, that you're looking for freedom. And so maybe we could just take a moment here and ask God to begin to search us and say, Lord, whose opinion am I valuing most right now? Whose opinion matters most to me? And God, if it's not yours, would you help me repent of that and come to you, God, and remember that what you think of me matters way more, that I won't let anyone else tell me who I am except for you. Let's pray together. Jesus, thanks so much for what you have done for us in the gospel, how you've set us free from this performance trap, from trying to please others, that you've actually invited us, God, into this incredible reality, that because of the work of Jesus, that we get to no longer have to perform for approval, that God, we get to receive it, that we get to, God, live from approval rather than for it. And so, God, I pray that we'd be experiencing that freedom. God, help us to begin to search our hearts and to see, Lord, whose opinions are mattering to us right now. And God, help us to put those in perspective, that God, ultimately, when it comes to the end of the day, that we want what you think about us to be what we care about us, that to be what we think about us is, God, how you see us. Thank you, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment, and why don't you pray?